Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Voters head to the polls in an off-year election.
The top issue on the ballot is abortion rights.
Marking the attacks that have led to war.
30 candles were lit to symbolize 30 days since the deadly Hamas attacks in Israel.
At the U.S. Supreme Court,
a major case on gun rights and domestic violence protection.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Key races have been underway nationwide on this election day. CBS's Michael George says abortion is on the ballot in Ohio.
Voters flock to the polls in Ohio with the future of abortion rights in the state on the line.
I'm of an age that I know what happens if you can't do this legally. You know, it was a no-brainer for me.
Ohio voters are considering an amendment to the state constitution that, if approved, would guarantee women have the right to an abortion. But opponents say the measure, known as Issue 1, goes too far.
Kentucky and Mississippi are electing governors. In Mississippi, Democrat Brandon Presley is challenging Republican incumbent Tate Reeves.
I'm proud of the campaign we ran. I think Mississippians are ready to turn the page, ready for a breath of fresh air.
Virginia's GOP Governor Glenn Youngkin looks to gain control of the state legislature.
I believe that we're going to hold our House and flip our Senate.
1 month ago today, Hamas launched terror attacks that Israel says killed more than 1,400 people. The Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll there has surpassed 10,000. CBS's Charlie Daggett was embedded with the Israeli army in northern Gaza.
Gunners kept lookout as we crossed the desert scrubland of northeast Gaza until we reached Beit Hanun. As we arrived, the sound of ongoing gun battles could be heard nearby. The city had an estimated pre-war population of more than 60,000 people. Looking around, it's hard to imagine anyone lived here at all.
Axios reports President Biden is urging Israel's prime minister to agree to a 3-day pause in fighting to help secure the release of more hostages. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The proposal discussed between the U.S., Israel, and Qatar would allow for the release of 10 to 15 hostages. An Israeli official says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been more open to smaller pauses of about an hour at a time.
Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib addresses the House chamber on a censure resolution against her for her rhetoric about the Israel-Hamas war. The only Palestinian-American serving in Congress says Palestinians are not disposable.
We are human beings, just like anyone else. My Sitti, my grandmother, like all Palestinians, just wants to live her life with freedom and human dignity we all deserve.
The House is expected to vote tomorrow on whether to censure Tlaib. Now this.
Say goodbye to performance-robbing engine deposits with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Hate to break it to you, but lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that build up over time and leave your engine's performance severely lacking. Thankfully, Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Download the Shell app today to find your nearest Shell station and rejuvenate your engine with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel up at Shell.
Supreme Court justices hear arguments over a law that prevents people accused of domestic violence from buying a gun. CBS's Jan Crawford.
Today we heard the Biden administration arguing that the justices should uphold this federal law, that there are important principles at stake that go back to the founding of this country, that the government can ban people who are dangerous from having weapons. Lawyers who are representing the man who was under that restraining order said no. The court has made clear that there has to be a precise law. If you're going to restrict the Second Amendment, it's got to be something that the founders would have considered.
U.S. Capitol Police arrest an Atlanta man who was walking on the Senate side of the Capitol with a high-powered weapon. Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger says the man refused officers' orders to stop for them.
The officers came up behind him. One officer who had a taser tasered him in the back. He fell forward onto his gun. At that point, the officers took him into custody.
Manger says they're still investigating. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. At a beach near San Diego, California, sewage is flowing across the border from Mexico. CBS's Allison Keys.
This sound ought to be soothing. But not at Imperial Beach, where the water is full of bacteria, the kind you find in human and animal waste. There are foam balls along the shore where the water meets the sand, but they're filled with fecal matter.
This is probably the worst it's been.
Captain Jason Lindquist at Imperial Beach Marine Safety says the lifeguards on duty can smell it and they get headaches or worse.
We have a couple people that have had rashes and different things.
He says the lifeguards still make rescues even if it is too dangerous for them to train in the ocean. Allison Keys, CBS News.
The U.S. Treasury Department has imposed sanctions on 13 members of Mexico's powerful Sinaloa cartel and four Mexico-based firms accused of trafficking fentanyl into the U.S. The sanctions cut them off from the U.S. banking system and block their U.S. assets.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this. All of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings, or the midnight munchies. Yeah. You know who you are, with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Extreme weather events are proving an ill wind for wine lovers. CBS's Vicki Barker reports.
There's a lot less of this in the offing. Global wine production has hit its lowest level since 1961. The International Organization of Vine and Wine says vineyards were pummeled by extreme weather events this past year. Hardest hit Australia, Argentina, Chile, South Africa, and Brazil. Flood hit Italy, lost the title of top world producer, allowing France to reclaim top place, with Spain once again number 3. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Kansas coach Bill Self has signed the richest college basketball contract ever given by a public university. The lifetime contract will pay him $53 million over the first 5 years. At the conclusion of each year, another is added to the deal, and Self will earn a one-time $5 million retention bonus if he serves out the first 5. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.